This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You would not miss their tall, imposing grey colour building covered with plants in Singapore. The School of the Arts, or SOTA, is a specialised independent school which follows the International Baccalaureate programme coupled with a rigorous curriculum in dance, music, theatre and visual arts. The school is so popular that it tends to be oversubscribed by about four times each year. There are 200 places offered per year to students talented in arts and with strong academic results. We speak with the principal, Lim Gyok Ching, who has a sterling track record in running schools. She also mentors aspiring school principals. There are other specialised independent schools like NUS High School of Math and Science. What was the thinking behind splitting up the schools to an arts or to a science school, given that there are calls to take a more interdisciplinary approach in teaching?
It is part and parcel of the extension of providing more types of school for students so that parents can choose the right type of school for their child. So we have the sports school. So that's where students who are very good in the sports, they will aspire to go there, where the facilities and the teachers and the coaches are all there to support and develop your potential. So same too for the math and science. We have a math and science school in Singapore, and we have art school, and we have a school of science and technology. So I think it's a lucky thing for parents nowadays and for students to select the right type of school for themselves.
So how do you ensure the other subjects are given its due importance, for example, subjects in math and the sciences?
So while we are an art school, we are still a school. So part and parcel of a school is to provide a good holistic education for the students. The students come in at age 13 and they leave us at age 18. You don't want them to just do the arts and nothing else. So all the other subjects taught in the other schools will be taught here. Our whole curriculum, we are an IB World School, so we offer the International Baccalaureate Diploma Program, where basically there are six subjects that the students have to take and three core areas. So out of the six subjects, arts is only one of the subjects. So the other five subjects, we still have to cater to the students. So the difference about us and the other IB World schools is that besides all these other subjects, we put the arts, give special resources to the arts and have it done within the curriculum time instead of it being, let's say, as an extracurricular activity. So our IB diploma results for the past couple of years have shown that they are not denied, you know, or the full opportunity to develop in the other academic subject. You learn more subjects than in a way compared to the A-level students. So we don't think that that's limiting. We think that that expands the child's understanding of the world. So the sciences that they take, again, it's up to their own level of interest and ability, so they can take physics, chemistry or biology.
What does an average day look like for a student?
They have to be in the hall by 7:50. It's a very interesting aspect of the school that is quite different from the rest. So we have the singing of the national anthem and the taking of the pledge. In the other schools, maybe the national anthem is played over through the PA system. But here the students sing the national anthem. So every day you will have a student that will go up and lead the school to sing the national anthem. Okay, and they sing beautifully because this is the School of the Arts. And then the students will come forth and share some of the projects that they have been doing. And because this is the School of the Arts again, they will put up video clips of what they want to share with the students. They create those video clips on their own, Or they could come and advertise the kind of shows that they will be putting up. And so the theatre students will be really dramatic, right? They will act out snippets or the most exciting parts so that it will encourage the rest to go and attend their performances. So every morning then, on days when they have flag raising in the hall, that's when they get to talk to the other students about the things that's happening, the key events in the school, and try always to encourage the other students to go and attend their performances. Each art form will go off for their specialized arts subjects. So, for instance, the music student, they could have their one-to-one session with a musician relating to the instrument that they play. So a violin student will have a violin music teacher in that sense to cater to them. And that's on a one-to-one basis. Other types of students can be in groups, smaller groups, whereby they will see their teachers. So the dance, for instance, they do it in small groups so that the teachers can look at the movement and correct the movement. It is all quite specialized.
Eastern culture, right? Homework and exams and trying to cram in many things as much as possible are hallmarks of, you know, our kind of education. And so there's a school of thought that pushing students to excel, to study very rigorously, is very important to teach them about the value of hard work. How does SOTA balance the need for high academic rigor and ensuring your students enjoy learning? Or is that mutually exclusive?
So here we do believe in hard work. So the students do stay in the school sometimes for long hours, but it is not for drill. It is for... So we believe very much in the process of learning, why you want to learn, how you want to learn. We also believe in experimentation. So students are encouraged to come up with creative works. Students are encouraged to do what they believe in. So the personal voice in each of the student is very important as to what they want to do, what they want to write, etc. They are not writing to please us, the teachers. They are writing to express their thoughts, or they are acting to express their thoughts. So this kind of hard work, while hard, right, is an enjoyable activity for the students. So they don't really complain about long hours in the arts. They don't. Sometimes they want more. It is the school who has to say, you have to go home to take a rest. So the kids are very happy where the arts is concerned in that sense. Having the time and the energy to do what they love, to go further into the ideas and the concepts of what they want to create.
How do you measure success? I suppose this is a question that you will get from your parents and also from the Ministry of Education.
Definitely, we don't measure success by just the IB diploma scores alone. We measure success by the process of education, how well the students are enjoying what they are doing here. That is quite an important indicator for us. We also want to measure the quality of the arts program that we have here. So the arts here are taught by artist educators. Some of them are practicing artists. So they have standards that go beyond an academic curriculum. So how we measure success is how much our students here think and feel like real artists. So if they can create their works, they can stand up confidently and deliver their works. I think those are the intangible ways by which we measure success.
Do you have tangible scores that you need to achieve?
We do look at the IB diploma scores for the arts. We do look at the overall scores for the IBDP exams. But we are not preoccupied by it. I think it's important that we deal with real life issues. But our purpose is to... It goes beyond just academic scores or some numbers. Our purpose here is to shape and nurture our students that we have with us so that they have a deeper understanding of the arts, a deeper understanding of the world, and to use their talent for a greater good in the world. So there is quite a lot of focus on how the students will contribute to the community.
So teachers obviously play a very important role in any education system. In the US, for example, you know, teachers are subject to a lot of benchmarking exercises. And in Finland, on the other extreme, they are given a lot of autonomy. When it comes to this, what's your philosophy?
I think that my teachers have a great deal of autonomy. I mean, we create our own curriculum. For instance, dance. Where the IB subjects are concerned, there was no dance in the IB world. But we say that we wanted to offer dance as an IB subject. The teachers created that curriculum, presented it to the IB organization and say, can you allow us to start a subject called dance? So that's the amount of autonomy that they have in creating the curriculum. And because many of my teachers, we have teachers who are the academic teachers and they all go through teacher training, etc. But my artist educators don't go through teacher training. So there's nothing that sort of tell them what's right or wrong in developing a curriculum. They develop it based on their real life experiences as artists. That real life experiences is not captured in an academic curriculum, but it is captured in the way they craft their curriculum and the expectations that they have of the students. There is a lot of autonomy there that goes beyond the world of exams to it being real life and real life demands on the students.
For like your dance students, do they go through now an IB exam or they are measured differently?
The teachers always tell me that there's a difference between marks that one score and real life success. You can score very high in an exam. That doesn't mean that you will be a success on the stage. So we live here with that kind of tension within the organization and knowing how to balance the two. So while an assessment score is important because it's a neutral way of measuring students, right, how well they have done, we also give place of importance to the intangible. So the intangible are what we sometimes call the X factor. There can be various dances, but there will be one that will have the X factor. You can't really describe it, but when you see the students perform, you will know that that one is more outstanding and that one has the potential to go onto a world platform. So we also practice that. So sometimes we give the opportunities to those who have done well academically, but we also give opportunities to students who have got the X factor and try to develop them as well. So as a school, I think as a school, the main role of a school is to make sure that students get the best of opportunity to be what they want or can be in the future. So we look at various indicators. It can be intangible, it can be tangible, but the purpose remains the same. Whatever you are, whatever level you are, we will try to stretch you beyond that.
So good teachers are always in shortage. How do you deal with that?
So we make sure that our work environment here is one where people would love to come to work. They come here, they know that class sizes are smaller. They come here, they know that they are dealing with a very special group of students, that they are all talented. They come here because they know that their own artistic talent will also be appreciated. And our teachers here are able to attend all the wonderful performances that the students put up. So these are the things, the intangible, that draws people to this place. They come in for the common love of the arts. So whether the teacher is teaching math or science, many of them share this common love for the arts. So the science teacher is probably someone who can play the violin as well, or the math teacher is someone who can sing. So they're all united by this passion for the arts, and we draw the best people in that way.
So can your education be used for students who are behind their peers academically, and can your curriculum actually help them accelerate and close the gap?
We need to ask by how much and what is an acceptable standard. So in Singapore, we have students who would go on to the express stream, the normal technical stream and the normal stream. So for SOTA, we take in students who go on to the express stream. We are not an organization that sort of want the best academic students in the school. As long as you qualify for the academic, for the express stream, we can take you in. Our main consideration is whether you are talented in the arts or not. As to why we even want to look at the academic scores, it's because we still offer the IB diploma that allows you admission into the next tertiary institution. So there must be some expectation that you can cope with the academic subjects.
Say if the student falls in the normal stream, but they are massively talented in the arts, would you consider the candidate?
Currently, we don't. But if you are at the lower end of the express stream, that means you are in the sitting between normal academic and the express stream, as long as you get 188 point and above, we can take you in. And then within the school itself, we have got various types of program. So if you are highly talented in the arts and want to do less academic subjects, we also offer the IB career-related program. And that allows you more time in the arts, fewer academic subjects, and the students who go into this path, it is by choice and by selection. Selection meaning the school will offer opportunities to the top students in the arts, whether they want to go into this scheme. And this scheme will give you all the additional help that you need to improve on your arts so that you can go on to the conservatories and really specialize in the arts.
Plans for a preschool or a primary school to connect to SOTA, which right now it's a high school?
We would like to connect with the primary schools, but we don't think that we should open up a primary school of our own to connect with the primary school pupils. The primary schools currently do have a strong arts program. What we want to do is play our role in improving the quality of arts education in the primary schools. We don't actually have to do the teaching itself, because that would spread us out too thin. We want to focus and specialize in this area of 13 to 18 year old. So students come in from primary school with a reason, with good exposure to the arts. They deepen it at our institution. And then for those who are interested in a career in the arts, they then progress on to the conservatories. So there's no gap in the students' education.
That was Lim Gyok Ching, Principal of the School of the Arts of SOTA in Singapore. I'm Noelle Lim on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.